KBN on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Great day to be alive on this Monday, Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman. Alex Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation as always at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. You can see us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. What's going on, fellas?
Nothing, man. Great day to be alive, man. You're right.
Great day to be human and alive.
Human and alive. Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Why are you guys saying it like that?
It's the fact.
Pure observation.
Yeah.
That's why I say it every day. And it's a great day to be alive. Like, if you're with us and the heart's beating, no bad things about that.
Yeah. Especially if you're a human.
If you're kicking.
Yes, Bradley?
Speaking of humans and animals, remember on Friday we talked about
Who's going to the zoo?
Well, specifically about being a human. Remember we talked about going to the zoo on Friday?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't end up going to the zoo. We went to the Mitchell Park Domes.
Ooh.
Greenhouses are crazy.
Explain.
You can create a whole nother environment inside of that greenhouse. There's a tropical dome. There's a desert dome. You can go in there and, like, literally only plants that can survive in tropical locations, boom, just grow right there in a greenhouse. Meanwhile, we're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's crazy. Mm. I truly don't understand how it works.
I love your curiosity. You're just so much smarter than us.
Well,
that I agree. I agree. The curiosity.
Maybe my mind works just a little bit. You wouldn't think that. You wouldn't think, like, how does this happen? I mean, here is a tropical plant from South Africa, and it's thriving, and I'm in Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, I think it's really cool. I feel that, but then you would go and actually research and read a book about it, where I would just, like, maybe watch a YouTube video, where Ben would be like, oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Great. Onwards.
It is crazy, though. Sun penetrates the greenhouse, gets trapped in there. It's wild.
Oh, see, you did research.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
I need to know.
If someone asked me, what's the definition of a greenhouse? I couldn't tell you.
What do you know about greenhouses?
I know that plants are kept in there and they're able to be kept warm, right? Like, and plants grow in there.
Yeah, environment, right? Yeah, I'm with Ben on that one. I know it keeps something in there. It keeps some of the photosynthesis stuff that it goes through.
Photosynthesis.
Something
now
happens.
I've heard that before. Something with photosynthesis happens
for plants inside there. Am I lying, Bradley?
No, you're not lying.
Okay,
you're
so am I just throwing terms around? I remember photosynthesis. That's the only thing I remember from science class.
All right, Wisconsin folks here, this morning on Unsportsmanlike across ESPN Radio and mornings on ESPN Wisconsin, Evan Cohen,
the app,
Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman. It's exactly what I did, Kyle. And if you haven't heard, hit the sound effect machine, Strofe.
Now, this is some breaking news.
It's easier than ever now. It is easier than ever to access Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. You can go to your app store. Boom. ESPN Wisconsin. If you already had Wisconsin On Demand's app, it will automatically refresh for you. You click ESPN Wisconsin. Boom. You open it up. You're going to be hearing us live. You can put your favorite shows wherever you want, like Kyle, Brust, Nortman at the top. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app today. It literally has everything you need. We're going to have contests on there. It's going to be streamlining everything. I'm looking at Alex Strofe's ugly mug for Mr. Relevant on the ESPN Wisconsin Originals. Kyle Brustin Ortman, Will the Intouse, Jen Gabe and Chewy, Homer Hour, Jim Matt and Molly, The Damn Sports Show. You hear any of our content, it will live on the ESPN Wisconsin app. So download it today, right now, when you can safely do so. So in opening up my ESPN Wisconsin app, boom. You know, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy went to a little break, so I went over to Unsportsmanlike, and what were they talking about? The Milwaukee Bucks, and they put this out on Twitter, at Unsports ESPN. Complete this take. If the Milwaukee Bucks lose to the Indiana Pacers in the first round, then what? And the reason why, look, I try not to, I've never been the Giannis is going to leave guy. I still don't think I'm the Giannis is going to leave guy. But there reaches a point in everyone's career, we've seen it in all of sports, from Peyton Manning to Aaron Rodgers to Brett Favre, like best players don't stay in one place for their entire career. It's so rare for that to happen. What Giannis has graced the city of Milwaukee with is an unbelievable amount of loyalty. But as a competitor and as somebody who has an unbelievable drive to want more, this is a huge playoff push here for the Milwaukee Bucks. So on this statement, which I hope is not true, if they do lose to the Pacers in the first round, what do you believe is the fill in the blank there?
My fill in the blank is get the cameras and the documentaries ready because it will be one last dance. I know I thought that last year, but seeing how this team plays, I do think they run it back one more year. You still have Giannis and Dame and Kuzma under contract next year. That has become your three. And honestly, we haven't seen the three of them play together for any length of time. Once again, we go into the playoffs where one of your two best players is not healthy, and this time being Dame. Giannis is healthy, and he is playing as good as he ever has his entire career. So if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, even if you're Giannis, you're looking at this and saying, Giannis is still well within his prime. He is well within it, and he's playing like that. You just need Dame healthy. You need a capable number three, which I believe Kyle Kuzma can be. He's showing that he's very comfortable in Milwaukee Buck uniform and playing well. So I think that it would be too soon to blow it all up, even after one first-round exit, because it was the same thing last year. Same thing last year and the year before, where you looked at it and said, they're just not healthy. I want to see this team healthy. I want to see this team healthy in the playoffs, fully healthy. And I think you spin the block one more time with everybody, and then you see where the chips lie.
Look at you using spin the block.
Spin the block. Look at me, Kyle. I'm an evolved human being.
It's like you grew up in Milwaukee. Happy 414 day. Let me tell you this right now. If the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis, again, failed to get out of the first round, again, another year in a row. I understand that it's unfortunate that the injuries have kept us from being able to be our full healthy self. Basically, since we made it to the NBA championship, and even through that run, we had to overcome some adversity. But if the Milwaukee Bucks do not get out the first round in this season, changes are coming. Changes are coming with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Kind of change.
Some type of change. There's going to have to be some type of movement because you cannot fail year after year after year. I understand there's an excuse for failure, but at a certain point, you have to change something. So whether or not it's a change in the front office or whether or not it's a change in the court or whatever it is, something has to change. So for these Milwaukee Bucks, if they do not get out the first round, I do believe that on Sportsmanlike, they were on to something, that something has to give. Giannis wants to win a championship. Dame wants to win a championship as well. And if they cannot create that, we got to figure something out. So overall, for me, I feel great about where this roster is going and where this team is going. I think
you
they
feel
have
great about where the roster is going?
I actually think
I would feel good to okay to good.
Yeah, great. Strong.
Moving. If it was great, then we wouldn't be having a hypothetical if they lose to the Pacers in the first round.
Wait a minute now, fellas. There's some guys coming off the books. You have some flexibility with the cap. And then in the NBA that we live in now, I was having a conversation with somebody. We're talking about the NBA and the Bucks and the basketball and looking forward to next season. Is that the Bucks have something by trading away Chris Middleton, it gave you some more financial flexibility, right? And so, you know, when you have guys coming off the books, a Pat Connaughton coming off the books, I believe Brook Lopez contract is up as well. But you have now money. And now in the day and age that we live in the NBA, guess what? All you see is mega contracts, and then you see these guys who are really good players. Like a Gary Trent is a good player, but he's not making a lot of money. We have Malik Beasley on our team, Giannis was shaking it in front of him, doing his dance in front of him. Malik Beasley is a good player, but he wasn't making too much money last year. Why? It's because you have the haves in the the have-nots in the NBA, where there's these mid-level exceptions that allow for teams like the Milwaukee Bucks to get good veteran pieces like a KPJ, Kevin Porter Jr., or like a Gary Trent at a discounted rate to allow for you to build up your roster. So those guys have a choice to make. Do I go to try to make some more money on a loser team, or do I make less money on a winning basketball team? That's where the Bucks are at. So they have some more flexibility, but there needs to be some type of change because right now the vision that the Bucks have, it has not been successful since they won the championship.
800-990-3776, the Carbless talk and text line. This from on Sportsmanlike Mornings on ESPN Wisconsin. If the Milwaukee Bucks lose in the first round to the Indiana Pacers, then you fill in the blank, KBN Nation. This is what I would want. I don't know if it's achievable based off how many head coaches they are paying. I would love to spin the block to take it from Brad Nortman and bring Mike Budenholzer back.
What?
Yes.
Not a Doc guy. They just extended Doc, didn't they?
No, they just signed Doc. They're still paying Mike Budenholzer, probably.
And Griffin.
They're still paying Booty. They're still paying Griffin. You going to tell me you're going to be...
Pay him again.
I guess if you're already paying him, you might as well just bring him back.
Just double it up.
So you say the Bucks should go and bring back the guy that they fired because he could not still get us over the hump.
Oh, yeah?
It was a
toe
away.
How has it gone since Mike Budenholzer's left?
It hasn't been great.
Exactly.
But we got to act like it wasn't amazing with him. I mean, it was great with him here. But if it wasn't for a toe on the line, we still made a championship.
What are you saying, Kyle? Come on, don't do that.
I missed the truth.
Over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Strofe.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know that Mike Budenholzer's contract with the Bucks comes to an end at the close of this season.
Oh, yeah!
So if they were to bring him back, they would still only be paying three head coaches.
That's true.
Just like that.
So it's the same thing.
No salary cap there.
Yeah. Yes,
it's very
true. Might as well pay three head coaches.
Jimmy Haslam got it. He got it.
That's why.
Is it a coach problem, though? Like, is that what the team has? Because I don't think so. I feel like it's just a continuity. Which, I guess, the coach plays a role. Ben, you're the basketball guy. You know more than me. I think it's health and time together. I think that with Dame and Giannis, if they can, and maybe the question is, can Dame be vintage Dame? Because we know Giannis is prime Giannis right now. You've got Giannis and Dame. Kuzma, who's an ascending star.
He ain't no ascending star.
He can be a three.
He
can be a three on NBA.
Kuzma, he's struggling now, but let me tell you. Kuzma,
he can be a three.
He balled out yesterday in the first quarter.
That's great.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God.
That's great. There was a reason why he was playing when all the rest of the good players were sitting out of fake injuries.
He had to get him into a rhythm,
someone's
right?
Be out
Pat
there.
Connaughton looked like a damn MVP yesterday.
40 burger.
43. This man had been on the bench the whole year. He couldn't get on the court and drop 43 against the G League All-Stars. But to Brad's point, I do believe that Kyle Kuzma can be part of the future. He has to find a way to find his rhythm and fit. And maybe during the regular season, he wasn't able to find that. But going into next year, if you do bring back Giannis, if you do bring back Dame, and you bring back a Kyle Kuzma, you bring back a Kevin Porter Jr., you have something that Brad says. Continuity of guys saying, okay, this is what we're going to look like next year, but also you have a little youthfulness on this basketball team.
I just think if we lose Giannis in any way, we are going back to the 90s and the mid-2000s Bucks, which is great. I mean, maybe we'll be in the playoff
games.
Which
is great?
I'm sarcastically saying, which is great. You're going to be in the playoff, the play-in games. Maybe you hope for one decent all-star that you can root for. Go Michael Redd. Go Ray Allen. Guys like that. But you're never going to be in a situation to really... We're never having Giannis again. So that's why I think you ring that out and you see that through as much as you possibly can. Because if you get... Even if you get a load of draft picks, dude, you're never going to find another Giannis.
Yeah.
Ever.
100%. And so, the thing is, if we don't get out the first round, guess who's gone? John Horst.
Oh. Now that's a big change.
100%. 100%.
Somebody's got to be the fall guy.
100%. It's John Horst. Got to go. He's got to go. He tried to leave last offseason.
That's true, he did.
Yeah, he was trying to go to Detroit. Got to go.
But what will the new GM have? They're sort of stuck. They have no draft picks.
But they'll have some type of financial flexibility with money
to get a free agent
to be able to go get free agents or make a trade, but definitely free agents. I think the Milwaukee Bucks are in a better position, but they're going to have to shake it up, and that shakeup comes with the general manager. He had many shots at it, and we're living in a day and age right now where who just got fired? Mike Malone just got fired. We fired Booty as well before.
And their GM.
Yeah, and so you're firing championship formulas because the goal is to win a championship, and teams are winning one, but they're not going back. What are you laughing
you
for?
You want Budenholzer back just so you can call him Booty again.
It's Booty because I was wondering why I called it Coach Booty. It's Budenholzer. Budenholzer.
Yeah.
Booty.
Yeah, you call Bud. Realize you call
why?
No, I'm just saying. Y'all call him Coach Bud. I call him Coach Booty because it's Booty Holzer.
You think if we had him on, you'd say, you know what? I like that nickname. Coach Booty.
Yeah, he'll like that. I'm not saying Booty like backside. I'm saying Booty like Booty.
Speaking of Michael Redd, Tony Cartagena, Thanasis Antetokounmpo, they're dropping a little sneak preview, I believe, on the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ooh.
The all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it on your app store, and I believe if you have an Android phone, we're getting that worked out. You can just search Wisconsin on demand, and it will have the same functionality that it does And that will be up and running shortly, as seamless as it is for the App Store for you iPhones. But a little sneak preview to the Thanasis Michael Redd interview for the Analysis Show. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app today. And Brad, I just want you to know, Kyle Kuzma's been really, really bad.
Yeah, but it's...
Like, no. I'm telling you, like, this is one where I'm trying to do you a solid.
But
he's
only been here, like, less than a month,
Brad,
right?
I'm trying to do you a solid. Just trust me on this one. You don't want to put your name with Kyle Kuzma. He's been... He's been real booty.
He's been inconsistent. He's been the same guy in Washington that he's inconsistent. He hasn't found a flow. But... He's got some talent in there.
If Kyle has his green and gold glasses, I'm trying to put my green and cream glasses on. I'm trying to, you know, come on, Bucks.
Like,
we only got a small window now. Small window.
Yeah, but like in order to have green and cream, Kyle Kuzma's supposed to have shown you something to be optimistic for.
Yeah.
You're asking for Lucas Van Ness to be an all-pro right now for Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, it ain't that bad.
No, it's that bad.
Kyle will be bad.
It's that bad.
If they bring him back, he'll be fine next year. If they don't trade him this offseason, he'll be fine.
And this is when I can't talk basketball anymore, when we think Kyle Kuzma is going to be anything.
You don't
is
think
he'll
redeemable?
Be fine?
He has been trash.
He has.
But is his game
not...
redeemable?
Like, I mean, he's the same guy he's been.
I think he can.
I feel like I've done this with you guys every Bucks.
Ben, you don't know basketball.
Pat Beverly was the savior to Kyle Wallace.
Until he got hurt.
Oh,
yeah, he's
a dog.
He would have been the difference last year. Kyle Kuzma, he's going to be the guy, man. He sucks right now. If we're being honest, he has sucked.
He has been frustrating.
Yes, I know.
I thought eventually it was going to come together. But again, he's a big body.
Here we go. Goggles guy.
He dropped. He had 22 points in 12 minutes. He found his stroke yesterday.
That's right.
He
just found bottle himself. Bottle that up, baby.
He
bottle
found
it up.
Himself against the G League. That's all he needed was some G League guys.
Nothing like a good G League run before you play in a set. Gosh, I always get confused. It's a 7-game series.
Yeah, 7 games.
Bro was 8-for-10 yesterday, and he hit 5 threes in
the
first quarter.
Ooh, baby.
I'm done with you guys.
You just don't know how to shoot all of a sudden?
That's the future.
Thank you. He found his stroke. Doc know what he's doing. Matter of fact, if Pat Connaughton hit open threes, this team's going to the final.
You know
we're
good to go.
He's going to go. He can't play defense.
But he's not going to be on the floor.
No. Pat Connaughton, Kyle Kuzma, AJ Green. Who else should we start?
Well, not to be honest.
No, I mean, you guys think that these are God's gift,
If Pat Connaughton was hitting open shots like he was yesterday, he would have played.
He won't be on the floor against the Pacers.
He might get some hard 5 minutes.
He can't defend. He can't move anymore. This guy was in a dunk contest. He can barely leave the ground anymore.
He dunked yesterday on a fast. He had 43 yesterday. I was at the game. I was like, dog, the NBA players are so good.
So this is what happened. Kyle was in person, and he thinks the one game. Oh, Palm.
Oh, Palm,
oh,
yes.
Palm.
Prisoner of the moment.
But how incredible that a guy legitimately was written off because he can't play defense anymore. He wasn't making shots. Like, he just can't play. He played like MJ yesterday. They went into overtime and he kept...
MJ?
No, hey, dog.
What are we doing?
I'm pretty sure he had 35 going into overtime, and he didn't drop another 7 and led him to the victory. At 40, at 30-some years old, 35 years old, that's impressive.
You guys are very optimistic, and I appreciate it. But golly, Kyle Kuzma sucks and Pat Connaughton's not going to see the floor. What happens if the Bucks lose in the first round of the Pacers? Somehow we got to Pat Connaughton being the star and being compared to MJ.
Oh, he's only 32, so he's still got a little...
Oh, how about that little runway? The future.
It's exactly why you thought he was 35.
Can I just ask you?
He looks 35.
Well, can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
If Pat Connaughton, if he does get in, it's because we're obviously down and Doc's trying to figure something out and he needs somebody to shoot. If Pat Connaughton open shots... He's playable if he hits open shots.
Can't guard anybody,
playable.
Man.
I know, but like, I mean, if ain't nobody else hitting, that was the problem around Giannis, is guys weren't hitting shots.
Unfortunately, 2021 was 4 years ago. He was electric. I will always thank him for what he did.
28 to 32 is crazy.
Quick drop off.
Boy.
That maybe Goody's onto something.
What is Strofe going to be in 4 years?
Oh my gosh. 26 to 30 Strofe.
His 40 times is going to be 8-2.
I don't feel like I'm the type of person that should ever be 30. Like, I feel like I should just be permanently stuck at 26.
That's a narcissistic take right there.
No, I just think nobody should view me as a real adult.
young adult, maybe.
Mm.
You know?
Wow. That was deep.
Profound.
Very profound.
You know me. Kind of pathetic.
Speaking of Goody's type, do we buck the trend? Nailed it. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Kyle, I think you're doing a good job getting it all off your chest.
I love Matt LaFleur.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
ESPN, the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app is live. Download the app today for your chance to win an all-inclusive private tailgate experience during day 3 of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Open up the ESPN Wisconsin app, check out the contest tab, and register for your chance to win. For all of you Apple, iPhone, App Store users, you definitely can find ESPN Wisconsin app. We're in the process of getting the Android Google Play
Discrimination,
Store.
But it's there.
It's there.
It's just there. I got it on
Wisconsin
my phone.
On Demand, but it has takes the same functionality as it does for ESPN Wisconsin's app.
Yeah,
and it will transition.
Man, life is all about convenience. That app is unbelievably convenient. It was kind of not an easy way to go access us. Now, with this,
it's just so easy.
Ridiculous.
The station plays as soon as you open up the ESPN Wisconsin app.
We see the watch part. They have the watch tab now. You can
we just added the watch tab?
Yeah, you can just go to the app and
link
click
right
it
to YouTube.
And link right to YouTube. Look at that.
That's powerful. Us right there.
Look at that. I love this new app.
This is an opportunity for you to have an unbelievable tailgating experience for day 3 of the draft as well. Get the ESPN Wisconsin app, check out the contest tab, and register for your chance to win. Kyle Brustin-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Alex Stroh for running the show. UKBN Nation, as always, 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. And as Kyle just mentioned, if you open up the ESPN Wisconsin app, you can click Watch Live. Boom, right to YouTube at ESPN Wisconsin on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Now, let's dream.
Mm.
Or maybe this isn't your dream. What percent chance do you give the Packers to legitimately, like Brad, you've been on this kick.
More than a kick.
Like Kyle. Kyle's,
what's more than a kick?
Yeah, I was curious about that, but I didn't
bandwagon.
Want to
boot.
Oh.
Because a kick is like, it's like
a
you
boot.
Know, it's just a moment. But a bandwagon, you stay on a bandwagon.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Until you jump off.
Potentially
is it
true,
a period?
But you have a space, huh?
Is it? Would it be a period?
No,
because a kick is just real fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like a period of time feels longer.
Ooh.
He's got an infatuation with the Green Bay Packers potentially doing something they haven't done in a long time.
I don't think that's what we're going for, Benny.
I don't care what he's
thinking.
A honeymoon
period of sorts?
No.
Sure. Honeymoons die.
No.
But honeymoon periods don't die. That's a lie.
You're locked in
on
this.
Oh, Stroph, don't.
Honeymoon periods don't die.
You don't believe that, do you?
You're going to die on this hill.
Stroph, your honeymoon period is over.
Since when?
Since you just tried to convince us that the honeymoon period.
Well, that was always you that said the honeymoon period isn't dead for me and my beautiful girlfriend.
It is now.
Are you still in the honeymoon phase?
He's not.
I think so, yeah.
No, are you
we
really?
Actually, you know, I'm going to bring this on the air for you. The other night, we got done with something. I don't remember. Oh, it was Friday night. And we were at a thing with other couples. And we said to each other, I bet all of our couple friends think we're annoying because we are perfect.
Oh my goodness.
Stroph, I'm not going to lie to you.
It's a real conversation.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. Not to like say, oh yeah. Me and baby girl, we good. You know what I'm saying? I'm me. I'm problematic sometimes. But
ding, ding, ding.
I will say this. Other couples do say, you guys are just so annoying because we're just so happy.
Yeah, we get that.
Yeah,
we
like
get that a lot.
I don't really.
We never argue.
Yeah,
we're always laughing and giggling and smiling and telling each other we love each other.
That's not reality.
No,
yeah, you're
no.
going to hit
but
road
Brad,
bumps.
But Brad, hold on a minute. You and Lexi don't argue.
They argued about really, the zoo last week.
Yeah,
she won. He lost.
Yeah, our arguments. That's about as far as they reach. Is the morality of the zoo?
I love Lexi.
That's true. I think we've created a culture to where that's not how we approach
it. So you're saying that you're not in the honeymoon phase?
No.
They've been
together 10 plus years.
We're not, but we're in
a
better phase.
We're in a better phase. What's better than the honeymoon phase? Vacation
home phase? Like deepening love phase.
Oh, wow.
Like a true deepening where it's like, honeymoon, with all due respect to new relationships.
Wait a minute, what are you looking at me for? I've been like, in the game for a while, out the game for a while.
It's
in the game.
Out the game. I'm in the love game.
It's like based on connectivity and like new experiences, right? Which is awesome. Like I kind of miss that phase.
Puppy love.
But like when
stroke.
You stack those for us, like 15 years. I don't know. It just becomes super deep.
And we know Ben Bruss is in a great place.
Wow, that was just so special.
Oh, I know. You love. Your girl deals with a lot.
You say you know
how,
I'm
how
loved.
Often?
I know
Brad,
she loves you.
How often do you guys fight with your girls?
Never.
I mean.
Never. You've never had one fight?
He a lot.
Our arguments are so fast.
That's trouble.
No, that's good conflict resolution.
No resolution.
Is it fast because you don't come up with a resolution?
Yeah, they just move on.
Does somebody just give up?
No, I think we're both stubborn, but I think we can find middle ground pretty fast.
We
view the world very similarly.
We're both stubborn, but we find the middle ground fast. I don't know if that works.
Well, it does here. I don't know, man. I don't know how to explain it. Brad, who do you think would be harder to date, Ben or Kyle?
Ooh, that's a tough.
I just sat back and... I just sat back in my chair. For the record, Strofe would easily be the easiest of the rest
over.
Of the three. A pushover.
A little kiss.
He will meet you in the airport. Like, he goes out of his way
I'm
to bring
sweet,
joy to your
I'm
day.
I'm a sweet lover, Kyle.
You are. God, I didn't need to know that.
That's not what I meant.
Who would be harder to date between Kyle and Ben? I think... Man, there is no easy answer.
Just staring at us right in our puppy dog.
Okay,
I know how you feeling.
But how about sell me?
Oh,
sell me on why you're better than the other.
Because I'm structured. I'm consistent. I'm frugal as well. I make the well thought out. I make well thought out decisions. See, I'm not random. I'm not just gonna do something at a spur moment like that. No, I'm gonna think. Things through. You ain't got to worry about balancing a checkbook because it's balanced. You ain't got to worry about me going wild and going on something, doing something you expect because I'm not going to do that. Now, also, I'm stern too now, Bradley. I'm very stern.
Oh, that's the dark side.
So here's the thing. If I say we won't do it, we going to do it, right? Because you're going to become a Wallace. And when you become a Wallace,
you're taking my last name.
Damn right.
It's not the other way around.
Damn right. You're taking my last name. My daddy wouldn't allow anything else to happen. We ain't no new age household over here. You take my name. And so, but that's the thing. Traditional. I'm just saying, Brad, you can't beat that. So, yeah, we may have some friction, but the friction's about building better. So that's what it's all about.
I would kill anything for you, Brad.
Oh, wow.
If you're you needed to bury a body, I'll be your bury a body guy. That's all you need to know about me.
That's not even, I feel like that's not even figurative.
I'm not built.
Damn!
I'm not built for prison, so you can take that. If you want somebody that's going to...
No, I'm
bury
just saying,
body,
like, I'm a ride or die. At the end of the day, if you're with me, we're riding or we're dying together.
You know, at first I felt like I was like trying to like take the lesser of two evils. You guys actually made a pretty good. I can see why your girls
ride or
with
I'll
you guys.
Kill for you is a good
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's loyal.
You'll both be in prison.
Look how
you boys ain't built
he
for
us. Do you want this nagging relationship?
I think I'm going to go with Ben.
Okay.
Because
right.
you're a little bit, you rule with too much of an iron fist.
Yeah.
It's
like a dictatorship.
You had
over
me
there.
At structure as like practical,
I'm
predictable.
Actually, I'm actually surprised you needed to get to the part where they needed to convince you.
And
it was never close for me.
And he's like, but I'm going to rule.
Wait,
I'm going to rule over
go,
you.
You date Ben too over me?
I would go Brad Strofe, Kyle, easy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You wouldn't spend $3
on us. Over Brad because I think I might have a little bit more fun in my marriage. I wouldn't just be eating chicken and fish every day of my life.
That's fair, actually.
I'm a great time.
But you're too
desperate.
Stern, Kyle.
Oh, wow.
I just like things to be done a certain way. Am I?
You're a little bit too rude.
Ooh,
yeah, you do talk down.
You know, Strofe.
My way or the highway guy.
I told you a story at the, you may not remember it, but yeah, I'm,
At the what?
At the analysis live.
Wouldn't I remember it, Kyle?
Because you probably, I'll ask you. You're right. I'm Iron Fist, and I am kind of my way or the highway type of guy.
Yeah, that's what I felt. I felt it was an ultimatum. Like, you're doing this. Like, wow. Do I get any say?
And Brad was like, "This. I thought this was a sales pitch."
Yeah, seriously. Sounds like a sentence.
I don't need to give you a sales pitch on the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's all new. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app today. It's so easy to use. You can listen live. You can watch live. You can have all the podcasts. Contests are on there. We have a contest for you. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can win a tailgate experience, an all-inclusive private tailgate experience during day three of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Open up the ESPN Wisconsin app, check out the contest tab, and register for your chance to win. Round two, it's trying to get to the wide receiver conversation. At least we all know the last person in the world we'd all be marrying is Kyle Wallace after
crazy.
That. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I feel like KBN Nation would agree, Kyle, that Ben has most of the issues on this
panel.
I think
I would agree that I have the most flaws on this show as well. Brad's freaking perfect.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Become alive
again. You heard the big voice guy. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's free. It's easy to use. You can access live content right away. Head to the App Store, download the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Greg in the 608, I love the app. Being a native Wisconsin living in Iowa, it's great to listen to Talks Wisconsin Sports, especially with Badger legends like Tausch Bruston-Ortman hosting two of my favorite shows. Greg, we love you.
Love you, Greg.
And we appreciate you downloading and listening on the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Yeah, you guys are legends.
800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. I genuinely want to know, because we don't know how to describe Brad Nortman's period of time that he's been on this kick.
Infatuation?
With the wide receivers and the first round pick of a potential wide receiver the first time since obviously 2002, because if you haven't heard that by now, then I don't know where you've been, because it's been Javon Walker since 2002. Now, that being said, what percent chance do you actually give it? Kyle, Alex, Brad, Ben. Everyone's got to give an answer. KBN Nation, I want to know as well. What percent chance do you actually think the Packers will draft a wide receiver in the first round?
75.
Wow.
75%.
Greg just gave us a compliment how he likes our show, and then we lose credibility when you say things like that.
Guys, you have to like look at all of it, right? You have to read the tea leaves, okay? You know, Goody has said,
for real,
we feel like we got the guys on the D-line. We feel like we got them. So we just need the coaching to be a little bit better. He's already shown he believes in them. So I think the D-line, he's thinking, I don't need a sense of urgency with that. I'll get a guys that come around. We got wide receivers coming through on pre-draft visits, guys that are first-rounders. Also, no major moves were made in the offseason at wide receiver. A wide receiver room that is objectively worse than last year because one of your best wide receivers, Christian Watson, out with an ACL for at least the first two-thirds of the season. You got to make up for that. Every single thing is pointing to a wide receiver in the first round for the first time since 2002. We'll get the fireworks ready at Lambeau Field with the draft there. I think it's going to be a wide receiver. Now, 75, because I think there's a little bit of space for a cornerback and D-line. I would say 15% D-line, that's 90%. I would say 8% cornerback and 2% the dreaded offensive line pick, which I would hate to see again. Love me some offensive line. Brian Bulaga on the show. But I feel like we're good there with too many other needs. 75%.
Kyle Wallace, your true percentage of how you feel here.
33.3.
Okay.
33.3%. That's what I have it at. That's where I believe it at, because there are three positions they should be looking at. I don't, Goody, if you're listening right now, you have three options. As a matter of fact, make sure, send this to Mark Murphy, please, Strophy, because I know that's your boy. And so they should be thinking about wide receiver, defensive line, and cornerback. There should be no other option in the first round than those three. But wide receiver, for me, is one that it should be a high priority. The Green Bay Packers right now, they are lacking at that position. You're talking about a team that had 32 drops last year from their wide receivers. You're talking about a team that's head football coach said, our guys struggle catching challenging passes. That's tough. These guys are in the NFL. They're supposed to make those catches. We're talking about a guy who said, yeah, Jaden Reed fell off a little bit. He was a little banged up, but obviously he couldn't excel while playing through injuries. And then on top of that, he said, we got to be more creative to get him open. If you have to be creative, to get your number one wide receiver open, then you don't have a number one wide receiver. What you have in Jaden Reed, who is good, right? We all watch the show. We love the show Batman. We have Robin. And that's all it is. Jaden Reed is a Robin, and now the Green Bay Packers in the first round should be trying to find themselves an actual Batman to complement having a Robin. And there's nothing wrong being Robin. We all know who Robin is. It's just what we're finding out is based off what his coach said and what we see on the field is Jaden Reed is a very good wide receiver, but he is not a stud number one wide receiver. Go and get your Robin a Batman. That's what you need.
Greg just chimed back in with a 2% chance. Brandon chimes in with a 3% chance. Joe in the Boonies chimes back in on the Carlos Talking text line. I guess he just chimed in the first time. 32% chance of a round one wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. 32, help me here, Kyle, in honor of UWW GOAT.
Justin Kyle. Bieber. Oh, wow.
Was that your number?
Come
on.
Was that your number?
That was my number. I did a lot of standing on the sideline.
Who was the other number 32?
Yeah, I was going to say. Justin Bieber, the greatest.
Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
Bieber. He was the running.
He was a stud.
He was before Lavelle Coppins.
Were there two number 32s since you were on like the back end of the roster?
No. I was the only one. I was the only number 32 on the roster.
Why does Joe and the Boonies know your number?
I don't know. Joe, shout out to Joe and the Boonies. I do not know, but
he's
shout
your
out
neighbor.
To Joe
and
the
he just texted back in.
He's not my neighbor. I know that to be factual.
One that's unbelievably knows your number two.
That's crazy.
Justin Bieber is another example of a name and a lifetime ruined by someone's celebrity. I remember Justin Bieber in high school. He was a stud.
Oh, he was a stud in college too.
He was a stud.
He's a beast.
Didn't think anything of it until Justin Bieber became an international superstar. Now he's.
We
introduced
himself. Well, this comes from the Brad theory. Could you imagine all the guys named Harry Potter?
There's literally hundreds of thousands of Harry Potters out there that have been alive well more than the 30 years old that Harry Potter has been alive.
Yeah, that's true.
And your life changes.
You're absolutely right about Justin Bieber because I'm very specific when I say Justin Bieber. Because,
and we still thought Bieber.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
Chef Ed gives it a big fat 0% chance.
Oh, Chef Ed, have some hope.
I'll give it a 20% chance.
Wow.
I'll give it,
okay.
I'll give
so
it a 20%
chance.
Why?
That's
is 20% optimistic? That's a...
It's happened.
I feel like that's more than you've been alluding to recently.
And you're talking about something that has not happened in the last 20 years. So,
yeah, but
yes,
there's
that's
clearly
a
need. Christian Watson went down.
McCole
Hardman's
so.
A special teamer. Right now it's Romeo Doubs, Dontavian Wicks, Jaden Reed, Bo Melton, and Malik Heath.
You guys are convincing me to go higher.
Go ahead. You can go higher. I'm still saying 20% chance because I know that the defensive line, although he says he believes in it, as Greg Scalzo said on Sunday Karma with Kyle Wallace yesterday from 10 to noon, he's a guy that likes to see actions over words. And words mean nothing from Goody. He can say he loves the defensive line all he wants, but that doesn't mean it's going to stop him from actually making the investment in the spot where they need help.
I get it, but it's an absolute shame. When you look at this wide receiver room, and again, they're not bad players, but it's an absolute shame when you look at this receiver room and we're having this conversation where it is evident to anybody. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. It doesn't take a guy who loves watching or a gal who loves watching football nonstop. All it takes is for somebody to watch 4 football games with the Green Bay Packers, and you can watch a game against the Philadelphia Eagles. You can watch 2 games against the Minnesota Vikings and a game against the Detroit Lions. And what you'll see is you'll see a guy like Amon-Ra St. Brown eating up the Green Bay Packers. You'll see a guy, A.J. Brown, who caught a ball over our boy, Jair Alexander, in the first game of this year, and he took it to the house. Even though he didn't have a lot of big plays, he had that one big play. Or you can see a guy named Justin Jefferson or a guy in I can't remember the other receiver
name. You have a name issue
Addison,
today, bro?
Yeah, Justin Addison. I am having name issues
Jordan.
Today. Jordan Addison. But all these guys make big plays. The Packers don't have that. They don't have that, right? And so it doesn't take somebody who knows ball to know that the Green Bay Packers have a problem at wide receiver, but unfortunately our general manager is acting like we don't have an issue at wide receiver. Get your quarterback some weapons. Get your quarterback a Batman.
Strofe? I'm just looking for a percentage.
Oh, you're going to get a few percentages. I believe the most likely option in the first round is defensive line at 34%.
Oh, wow.
34%. Okay.
After that is the fourth best odds on Pato Sportsbook.
Defensive line?
Oh, defensive line. Got it. That's
the offensive line.
I thought you said offensive line. I was shocked.
After that, I have cornerback at 24%.
Ooh. Oh, okay. What's the math on this now?
So we're at, that is 58%. Third, I have wide receiver at 17%. Right behind, what's the 17% to answer your question? Then I have offensive line at 15%. And then with the remaining 10%, trading out of the first round.
So you think there's almost the same chance that the Packers draft a wide receiver or an O-lineman?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I would be hot. I'd be hot.
Yeah, you should
Again,
be hot.
Temper your expectations, boys.
Ain't no way. If they draft, I'm telling y'all, I was told I can't say this, but if they draft an offensive lineman on Thursday night, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be moving through the crowd to get up front.
I was told I can't say this.
Wait, were you actually told?
I was told I probably shouldn't be telling folks to
lash pick, out.
Yeah, to lash out. Just yeah,
to
just
organize.
Right outside in Green Bay.
I think it'd be a good idea if you stopped talking.
Yeah. We're not the proud Packer fans here.
Huh?
Proud boys. I'm just joking.
Oh, wow.
Golly gee, Williker.
Jeez, Kyle.
Download the ESPN Wisconsin
Your response
app.
To that was to say, golly gee, Williker?
Just download the ESPN Wisconsin app, please. I'm trying to get off Kyle Wallace trying to organize chaos.
I am not doing that.
It's brand new. It's on the Apple Store. For Android users, you'll have the full update very soon, but you can just download the Wisconsin On Demand app, and that will switch to the ESPN Wisconsin app. It has all the same functionality. Head to the contest page because you have a chance to win a private tailgate experience on day 3 of the NFL draft. It's going to be absolutely amazing, and we know the app is amazing. I've been using it all morning long, from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, unsportsmanlike Wilde and Tausch, to Kyle Bruston-Ortman. You have it all on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Brad Nortman wouldn't tell us what happened at the grocery store, so I'm very excited to see how cheap he was or what quirk he did or what the hell happened, because it's usually one of those two.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Kyle, I love you.
Can't say the same.
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Brewers baseball is the sound of summer in Milwaukee.
Download the new ESPN Wisconsin app. It makes it easy to listen, watch, podcast, contest. It has it all. Simply go to your app store, ESPN Wisconsin. For all you Google players, Wisconsin On Demand. What you should search, and the functionality will be there before you know it. The functionality is there, but changing the name will be as well. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Stroh, front of the show, UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. And I always like to give the carbless talking text line out before Brad tells a story, because whenever he tells a story, he usually elicits a lot of response from KBN Nation.
Yeah, guys, so I'm walking through Metro Market, right? My local grocer. And I'm going through there. It's just a quick item, right? I just need to get one item. I'm in and out and rolling. I go to this line where there's not much line to it, right? Probably like a 23-year-old dude who's at the cash register. And I don't really like talk oftentimes to people, but if they have a conversation, I'll chat. Mm-hmm. So I'm checking out, and he looks at me and goes, "You look uncanny. Just like the guy that dropped me off today." I'm like, this is my go-to line whenever I say, like, "Oh, handsome fella." So I always say, okay. So hold on. That's not the story.
Liam Neeson's son.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, it's Liam Neeson's son. Somebody said that to me in New York. Random guy on a park bench. So I was like, "Oh, handsome guy." And he goes, yeah, I guess.
Dang.
But the only difference is he's significantly younger than you. And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, okay. What are we talking about?" He goes, "Yeah, he's like 35.
Dang.
And I was like, I paused. I froze. My jaw was
Kyle, why are you?
My jaw was on the ground.
He said he's significantly. He didn't say a little. He didn't say, just about. He said, you know what significant means? That's extreme.
There's probably a lot of people that are just hearing my voice. Maybe they've never seen my face. So you can go to YouTube and be the judge about how old I look. But
dang,
so I said,
40.
I said,
dang,
I look 40.
Dang.
Oh, that's about to
You're
ask.
You're not gray enough to look 40.
I got wrinkles though. I got like the wrinkles
okay, but
on the
hold
side.
On, hold on. So you are, okay, thir- you me, are 35 finish. To be correct.
Right? Let me finish the story.
Wait, he's not done roasting you, this cat.
That was the climax.
Oh,
But like to where I was like, you could tell I was like a little stunned, and I was like, well, I'm not far off. He goes, "How old are you?" And I was like, "I'm 35. He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. That was the end of it. And like, it was already done. I'd already paid. I walk out to Lexi, who's waiting for me in the car, and I'm like, I just got humbled. I just got absolutely humbled. This is also where Lexi and I, in years past, I have been confused for Lexi's father.
Oh, no!
There was one time where we're going shopping together, and she picked out some clothes to like, and we were like getting ready to go to the dressing room. And she's like, and you know, whatever. And I'm about to like go in there, and they're like, oh, your father can wait outside. I was like, get the heck out of here. Not only that, on our way to our honeymoon.
Honeymoon? This is a decade ago.
We're boarding the plane to Bora Bora. Cool. And somebody says something to the effect of like, you and your daughter can go.
Oh my god!
Like, so this has happened like three times, and that hasn't happened in like 5 years.
Now I don't want to be insensitive.
Lexi looks young, and I look old.
I was gonna say, or like maybe,
sugar daddy, huh?
Well, yeah.
Is she like really young at the time back then?
She looked. I mean, she always looks about 5 years younger, I think, than her age. But she's always looked like that. I feel like in. Late bloomer.
I saw something that we're at the age now where young people think we're old and old people think we're young.
Ooh, that's profound.
Dang.
So how old do you think?
From the great philosopher Ben Brust.
You know, Brett.
How old do you think I look? I've been dwelling on this because this happened on Saturday. So I've been thinking about this for 2 days, 48 hours.
Hey, YouTube chat, just roast them. Don't make them feel better.
Do I look?
You know, Brett, I thought you looked 35, but now looking at you.
It's the lighting.
You look a little beat up.
Little bit like fatigued.
You're a handsome guy.
2 years of KBN.
You weren't lying about the wrinkles.
Yeah,
dang, I got wrinkles.
You got the forehead wrinkles.
I got like the 11.
You need some Botox.
Have you ever considered Botox?
Well, Homer says everyone should get Botox. That's what Homer says. I've never considered it, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm now considering things I never thought
Please
I'd ever
do.
Consider.
I don't want you looking like a plastic Ken doll in here.
It'd be better than being confused for significantly older than 35.
Yeah, that hurts. I don't get it.
How old was the person you were talking to?
He's like 23, like low 20s. So I'm chalking it up to pure ignorance.
No.
To just a Gen Z idiot.
We're all about honesty here. You got to do something about your looks.
What
can I do to look younger?
Embrace it. Just embrace it.
I don't want to look 40. I'm 35.
No, you might as well get a touch of gray and just go for the silver fox look now.
Do you have any grays coming in?
I don't think so. I get a couple grays in my eyebrow.
Oh,
you know, like really gnarly grays that I got to pluck out. But I don't agree. It's the lines on my face.
Yeah, I don't know what Brett.
I moisturize.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
It's ridiculous.
This is tough. I would be distraught if somebody did that to me. I take great pride in being carded. I take great pride in people saying, "You how old? Oh my gosh! I can't believe that you look so." I take great pride in that.
You're not helping, Kyle.
If somebody's, I'm just letting you know.
Strofe gets carded at a rated R movie.
I haven't been carded in a long time.
Oh, yeah, man. That's tough, man. That's tough.
Helps.
I mean, and now you got a kid coming too, and now you're gonna get. Oh, is that your grandson?
Oh, God.
Granddaughter. Yeah, you better.
That cut deep.
There's nothing you can do about it. Hey. You found the one.
To be fair, I have a feeling that Brad and Lexi probably eat dinner at 5:30 when they go out to dinner.
Oh, we tilted early. We're in bed. We're easily in bed by 8:30 every night now.
Brett, maybe you should grow like facial hair.
I can't grow facial hair.
Oh,
8:30?
We'll watch a show.
You're watching like, your war shows than going to bed or what?
It's your war shows.
we're underneath the covers.
They have Lifetime on.
8:30?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
So what time do you fall asleep?
I eat dinner later than that most nights.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
That's too late to be eating, Strofe.
It is too late to be eating.
You gotta let your body digest.
He's a child, though.
Well, there's also
his habits aren't going to change.
Play. My girlfriend works until 7 o'clock.
What is okay? Oh, cool. I didn't have dinner made when she gets home. Since you're such a house husband.
And you make great salmon and all those meals that we just salivate at when you send us pictures.
Oh, great! And Brad looks young.
Yeah, exactly.
In 2 minutes, John Gruden spoke to the Wisconsin men's football team. In 2 minutes, John Gruden spoke to the Badger football team. I have some takeaways, both good and bad.
You seem exhausted.
Why? How?
You just seem exhausted.
Emotional weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, you okay?
Yeah. You just.
I'm good.
Yeah. Mentally just.
Lots of big decisions.
I'll tell you what, John Gruen will get me hyped in a second. In 2 minutes.